Hello, welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today on the show, it is a Friday. We will do match game at 425. 510, can the Bruce Weber fan relationship be repaired? We talked about that a little bit yesterday, courtesy of Sam Ellinger's column. Stan Weber's going to join the show at 525 to talk some K-State spring football, and you can't be serious as a 550. So there is your lineup for today. The Game KMAN on Twitter. You can check out the poll question today, which is the subject of our opening segment here, and that is Wichita State to the AAC is official. Good move, bad move, or are you indifferent? You will find choice number three there on the poll as meh. That would be if you are indifferent on Wichita State to the AAC. You can also call the show 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us. This Friday music now has new meaning to me since I actually watched Triple H like walk into it at WrestleMania.
He didn't walk down. He rode down to the ring.
Yes.
The police escort.
He made an entrance, all right? Made an entrance.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was not bad. It's not bad. But we got an angry tweet yesterday about talking too much wrestling, so we'll move on from that real quick. Wichita State to the American Athletic Conference is official today, and we lead with this. I mean, honestly, regionally, this has been the biggest story of the day. We're entering a fairly slow sports time here around Manhattan, but I think this is something that has some effect just because Wichita State has a chance now to raise their profile. We're going to debate here if it's a good move or a bad move for Wichita State in general, but I think, honestly, this could have some after effects as far as K-State is concerned, just if Wichita State is able to raise their profile and they really do go into the American Athletic Conference and compete very well. And if Greg Marshall sticks around for longer, which I would have to think that it does, and Wichita State continues to churn out Sweet 16s, Elite 8s, Final 4s, I mean, they really could stamp themselves as absolutely definitively the second-best basketball program here in the state of Kansas. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that right now that's the harsh reality for us here in Manhattan. But to me, and you're going to find this out, I mean, I'm pretty in favor of it if I'm Wichita State, and I think this gives them a chance really to raise their profile and further entrench themselves as the second-best program here in the state.
Well, what's interesting about it to me is that when we went through all the conference realignment a few years ago, a lot of the changes that took place, at least among the schools that are close to us and that we would talk about, they were joining conferences, but they weren't like automatically jumping into the conversation as potential conference champions when you're looking at football and basketball. I mean, Nebraska joining the Big Ten, you didn't really feel like in either football or basketball they were going to be an immediate power there. Certainly the case with Missouri, although they did win the SEC East 2 years in a row. But with Wichita State, they are joining the AAC and immediately become probably the favorite to win the AAC. A lot of the way too early top 25 rankings have had them number 5, number 6, number 7 in the country next year. And that's what makes it really interesting, because we are so used to Wichita State's resume being winning like 30 games by, you know, 20 points a game and having only one or two or three games against real legitimate competition. That is going to be very different next year, and I'm curious to see how they handle it.
Well, I think it's a pretty perfect combination for Wichita State because it is a step up in terms of their league. The Missouri Valley is not at all what it used to be, especially with Creighton out of there now. And then at the same time, it's not like they're joining the ACC. This is the AAC. It's not a conference that is going to bury them, even if their program does slip a notch or two right now. It will give them the chance to go play UConn. I mean, UConn was down this year, but you would figure more often than not, that's going to give you a chance to play a high-profile game there. SMU has been pretty good. Houston is on the rise with Kelvin Sampson as their head coach. Memphis is another team that, you know, typically you're going to expect to be pretty decent. There are chances here to pick up at least an extra, you know, just 2-3 marquee games on your schedule by virtue of being in that conference. And the rest of it maybe helps out your RPI if some of those teams, even at the bottom, are not quite as low as what the bottom of the Missouri Valley has been here recently. So I don't see too much of a downside there for Wichita State as far as basketball is concerned. And, you know, and I have heard the argument about non-revenue sports and what is it going to do to baseball and all the other sports. It's a tough break for those sports, but the moneymaker at Wichita State is basketball. And you need to take care of that moneymaker because it's what makes you money. It's what drives Wichita State with no football. So you need to do what you can to take care of that. And I think the best move to take care of it is joining the American Athletic Conference.
And I think that casual basketball fans that maybe aren't, you know, they don't bleed Wichita State basketball, but ones that are in the Wichita area or really anywhere in Kansas will be more inclined to go check out a Wichita State basketball game when they're in the American, because they're going to be bringing the likes of Cincinnati and UConn and Memphis into Coke Arena, which is a stark contrast to when their highlight game would be against Illinois State or something like that. Now, they've tried to shore up their non-conference a little bit, you know, playing Oklahoma State last year to try to help that out. But it's just different when it's conference play and you're competing for league championships. And I think that seeing UConn play at Wichita State, that's a game that I'll actually sit down and watch. And most of the time, I don't care about Wichita State basketball.
Well, and we've talked on the show here recently about how much more difficult it is now in today's day and age in college basketball to schedule home and homes with teams. So, yes, they have been able to schedule Oklahoma State. You know, they've scheduled a lot of pretty difficult out-of-conference games, but it's getting tougher and tougher for them, especially as their profile raises, to get teams to – who wants to go play them in Wichita? Nobody. Now, there's going to be some of those teams that will have to just by virtue of being in the same conference. It gives them a chance to bring teams in here. I would ask you, you know, if you're a K-State fan, think about it from this standpoint. There has been a lot of complaining about the non-conference schedules here at home and how bad it has been. Well, if you're Wichita State, just take that and extrapolate it throughout the whole season, and that's what their home conference schedule has basically been like as well. This now gives them a couple opportunities, you would think, every single year to have better games at home. So I think that can only be good for Wichita State, especially where their program is at right now. And their program's at this spot right now because Greg Marshall is there. And while they have dodged some bullets with big job openings and keeping him in Wichita, and he has proven that he can win, even in the Missouri Valley, still take him to a Final Four, still get to the point of being a number one seed, this does make it easier to reach those heights, I think, every single year. It was possible in the Missouri Valley. Now, you just move the bar up, move the bar down, if you're going to think about it like that, and made it easier for Greg Marshall to do that, which is going to make it more likely for him to stay. Now, this really makes it have to be a good position for him to leave.
Now, it does have some negatives, though, as well, because if he does leave at some point, and I agree that now it makes it harder for him to, but if he does at some point, the drop-off will be, I think, a lot quicker and a lot more severe. Not that they couldn't find a coach that could keep them on some sort of the same level, but the odds would say they probably wouldn't. And when that happens, you're still talking about having to play those games against Cincinnati and UConn and Memphis and those solid basketball teams, which is going to make it a lot harder to stay in that top third of the league. And once you fall into that middle or lower tier, it becomes a lot harder to then make that climb back up to the top. So there can be some negatives here, but if you're Wichita State, you can't be thinking about, well, what happens if Greg Marshall leaves? It's what can we do right now to help ensure ourselves the best possible seed while he's here and the best possible chance to win a national championship, and that's what this move does.
Well, I still think, regardless of whether or not Greg Marshall sticks around for the really long haul, it's like I opened up saying that this is not the ACC. Be different if you're trying to rebuild a program like Wichita State in the ACC. This is the AAC, where there's still going to be enough there at the bottom that I don't think it becomes impossible to get that program back up and running if Greg Marshall leaves and it falls down a couple pegs. I don't think you'll get buried with this conference.
I haven't even mentioned SMU, but you know they should probably be in the conversation.
Well, I said SMU earlier. I mean, okay, you're going to get UConn, SMU, Houston, Memphis really as the front runners in this conference. That's not North Carolina, Duke, Louisville, like this is Syracuse.
Virginia.
Yeah, that's not that. So even if they do fall off and they're not at the level that they're at right now under Greg Marshall, it's not going to be impossible for them to get back. That's why I think it's a nice intermediate step here for Wichita State. And, you know, frankly, conference realignment has just changed all of this in the college athletics landscape. And I think it's turned everybody into much more of a, you got to look out for yourself. Look out for number one. The days are long gone, unfortunately, of having a lot of loyalty to conferences and trying to figure out the best way to make conferences still work. You just got to be concerned about keeping yourself in the game and keeping yourself in as good a position as you can be in. And that's what I think Wichita State is doing here. The most common criticism that I've seen from this move is, Wichita State should be loyal to the Missouri Valley, and they are really screwing the Missouri Valley by making this move. And I'm not going to say that they're not, but why do they owe it to the Missouri Valley? Wichita State did not start this. This is not Missouri. Take Missouri as an example here, because I think a lot of people in Big 12 country here regionally looked at Missouri's flirtation with the Big Ten back in, I think that was 2010 when that was happening, as really a sign of disloyalty, disrespect to everybody in the Big 12, because that was the first domino that really fell when they eventually joined the SEC, and their flirting with the Big Ten really got the ball rolling on all that stuff. So people really had disdain for Missouri in that regard. That's not Wichita State here. They're not the first to do it. Creighton's already left. Creighton's gone. So Wichita State already lost, you know, their big partner in the dance there in the Missouri Valley. They need to make sure that they've got a good landing spot for themselves. So don't blame them like they were the ones that started this. They're just trying to do what everybody else is doing in college athletics right now, and that's looking out for numero uno.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think that it's also a a good thing if you're a K-State or a KU fan, because what have we been hearing so much the last 5 or 6 or 7 years? Well, why won't you guys play us? Why won't you play us? Well, now they're in a tough enough conference that they don't necessarily have to play a KU or a K-State to make their schedule look decent. And maybe those voices will start to die out and Wichita State will no longer be obsessed with scheduling a home-and-home with KU or K-State.
Could have some effect. Maybe it also makes KU or K-State more likely to schedule them because they're in the American Athletic Conference and stronger league. You know,
maybe
you wouldn't get crap for scheduling Memphis probably at this point in time. So maybe Wichita State elevating their profile as far as their league is concerned here makes a minute difference. I don't think that's anything big, but that could be some of the fallout here. Again, it's the poll question today. Good move, bad move, or indifferent for Wichita State to move to the American Athletic Conference? You can keep voting on that at the game KMAN. In hour two of the show, we'll talk spring football with Stan Weber from the K-State Sports Network. Little K-State hoops at 5:10, but when we come back, everybody's Friday favorite, the Star-Studded Big Money Match Game here on The Game.